So, Nigel Steele from the Imperial War Museum. Today you're launching your new Extraordinary Heroes display of Victoria Cross and George Cross medals. And one of the things that's on display is the Victoria Cross awarded to Bermondsey boy Albert McKenzie. Tell us a bit about Albert and his amazing story.
Albert McKenzie is a great story, I think, for the Imperial War Museum. It's such a local story for us. And there are so many nice touches to it. He was a young lad, he was only a teenager, so it's got that resonance as well. We know from the fact that he wasn't a perfect boy, you know, he came out of the club and he got into trouble in the Navy, but when push came to shove, he was incredibly brave and he showed great dynamism as he went up the mole at Zeebrugge. And so not only is this wonderful story, you then come back, he gets the VC by ballot, so he's chosen by all his peers as the best, the most deserving. He then gets to Buckingham Palace, is awarded the Victoria Cross by the King whilst he's still on his crutches, and then tragically catches flu and dies only a few weeks later. So it's a very strong and powerful story. And we've had this medal on display since 2000. And so we've moved it, as the gallery has moved, from the old gallery to the new gallery, and have made as much of this as we possibly can. And really pleased in the way in which we tell his life story and in what we call everyone's story, the final feature of this is recognising the fact that hopefully this statue will go up close to where he lived within hopefully a few months or the most a year or so, we hope.
And when people come to the gallery, they'll see the medals on display, but it's really worth their while making sure that they take time to explore the touch screens, which will give them much more on the background to Albert's story and some pictures of the proposed memorial for Towerbridge Road. I think it would be well worth people taking the time to explore that.
Absolutely. I think we've got these touch screens for people to come and explore the stories and the incredible life histories of all 243 people in the gallery, and they should remember that.